Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of studies out of the book of Matthew. So get close to your radio and have your Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
But you're saying, well, you know, the Bible says we're not supposed to judge. Folks say I'm always judging, so let me quit that. But I just sense that person ain't quite right. Hey, don't bypass that. Old folks used to say, go with that first mind. Yeah. Look, let me show you another scripture. Now, y'all done heard this one here. Go over here to 1 John chapter 4. I'm trying to get to my lesson, y'all, but these scriptures are just popping in my mind here. 1 John chapter 4. Are y'all with me, Bible Way? Amen. Now, 1 John, not St. John, 1 John. So that's over to Revelation. Matter of fact, you can turn all the way over to Revelation and then bag it up. Come on past Jude, then come past 3 John, 2 John, then 1 John. Then when you get 1 John, stop at chapter 4. Are you with me, Bible Way?
Amen.
Amen. Now, you done heard this one here, but look at chapter 4, verse 1. Are you with me now?
Amen.
Okay. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out in the world. Just because a person say that they are a preacher, don't just say, all right. The Bible says, test it out. Yeah. So when we start talking about judging, don't be a critic. Don't have a critical spirit, because it's nothing worse to me than a sad, sour Christian. And you can tell a sad, sour Christian because they're just finding fault in people. Unhappy people make other folks unhappy. They ain't got nothing good to say. That's the devil. See, you looking more like the devil than looking like God. Yeah. God don't really need you to be a witness if that's how you're going to act. Amen. Yeah, you helping the devil out when you go around like that. Amen. Amen. Now, notice, though, why Jesus says don't go around acting like that, being that kind of Christian. Go back over here to chapter 7. Verse number 2. He says, do not judge, lest you be judged. See, once you start being a critic, once you start going out judging, then now, folks, you got the attention. Folks going to start looking at you. Yeah, so if you don't want undue attention, then don't start critiquing everything. Yeah. For in the way you judge, it will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Amen. Amen. Now notice what he says. And why do you look at the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log is in your eye? See, you can tell a person who got a critical spirit, because they'll get the magnifying glass out to find a little piece of speck in somebody's eyes. Ooh, look at this. But they can't see the obvious thing that's in their life. Like this big telephone pole, Jesus just used it. Now you think about it. They going to get a speck out of somebody's eye, but they got a telephone pole in theirs. That's how a person is that's got a critical spirit. They don't see they sin, but they see everybody else is sin. As a matter of fact, they don't see their obvious sin, stuff that's obvious. They got to find stuff that nobody in them see in other people's life. Yeah. Stuff that's hidden in other people's life, that's what they go and dig up. But the stuff that's obvious that's in their life, they don't see it. Look what he says. How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, a log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, somebody say first.
First
take the log out your own eye. Then you will see clearly to take the speck out your brother's eye. So he letting us know before you go try to help somebody, criticize somebody, make sure you got that obvious thing, that big old telephone pole, that everybody is looking at. Make sure you deal with that thing first. Amen. Amen. And notice what he says here. He goes to a little bit further. He says, and do not give that which is holy to the dogs, and do not throw your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under the feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Now, what is the holy stuff here, the holy and the pearl? What are we talking about when he says, don't give that which is holy? Because Christ is telling you, don't give that which is holy. What is holy? He says, don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Now, notice Jesus is calling. Is he calling dogs dogs, or is he calling people dogs? Is he calling pigs pigs, or he's calling people pig, and the people act like the pig? Jesus is saying, don't, what he's really telling you here, don't waste your time on professors. People who are professing that they are Christians, but their nature is showing that they are not Christian. How do you know a dog? He said, Peter tells us over in 2 Peter, I believe 2 Peter chapter 3 or chapter 4. I know it's in 2 Peter. He says, the dog returns to his vomit. And the pig returns to the pig pen. That's how you know. You can clean up the pig. You can put perfume on the pig. You can set the pig there at the table. You know, like Miss Piggy, give him a plate, spoon, and a fork. And soon as that door open, he'll run right back on outside and get in the pig pen. Why? Because that's his nature. The nature of a pig is not to stay in the house. I say, a pig don't stay in the house. Y'all been watching too much Sesame Street. or something. If you thinking pigs stay in a house. No, the pig I have, they can't come. Matter of fact, our hog pen was kind of far from that house. Because in the summertime, Sister Hill, ooh, it wasn't far enough. It wasn't far enough from the house. Amen. 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 All right. So he says, because let me tell you something. One of the tricks of the devil is for you to waste all your time on working with somebody, who's not going to change. Let me show you something. Because, see, this sounds kind of harsh, but Jesus is telling us, you know, he's putting it to a scrape. See, some of us, we like coffee, but really the coffee that they be selling today, that ain't no more coffee. After you done put milk in it, come on now, y'all tell me about these cappuccinos and what else is that they got. I mean, they got all this other stuff in there, you know, to kind of weaken the coffee taste. I mean, it's almost like just having a lit Sunday now. You see what I'm saying? Amen, amen. Almost, you know, any child almost can drink coffee now. The way, you know, you're putting the cappuccino on and all that other stuff in there. Amen. Y'all can tell I'm really not a coffee drinker because that's when I don't even know the name of it. But y'all know the name of it. Hello, somebody. Amen. Y'all go to what? Is it Starbucks? Is that the name? Starbucks. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm gonna leave that alone. Amen. Amen. Now, what was I supposed to be finding? Oh, Lord, have mercy. We done got all off track talking about Starbucks here. Amen. 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 Yeah, wasting your time. Thank you, sister. Wasting your time. That the Bible don't want you to be wasting your time. Look here, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thank you. See, they tell us in preaching school that whenever you forget a thought, then you just go back to your last thought. And you repeat that until it comes back. And you see what she did? She gave me that last thought. Amen. And once it was repeated, boom, it came right on back through the power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody ought to say, thank the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's his job. He's doing his job, bringing it back to your remembrance. Look, chapter 2. I better hear up before I forget again. Amen. Verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2. Are y'all with me? I say, are you with me? Amen. All right. GP, are you with me? God's property. Amen. 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 Verse 1 and 2. He says, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to who? Faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Do you see? Do you see? See how this thing's supposed to work. I'm supposed to find somebody to teach. And I give him the lesson. Now you pass it back to her. She's faithful. You pass it back to her. Now you find somebody there. See? Faithful. Now she stopped being faithful. She wasn't really a Christian. She was just showing up with Christians. Do you see? She's been coming 50 years. Amen. Do you see? That's what the devil wants. The devil wants the chain to be broken. Now, we're going to waste our time 50 years talking to one person 50 years, and she ain't going to do nothing with it. She's just going to be a constipated Christian all her life. Constipated possessor all her life. Not a Christian. And that's the thing. See, the devil is crafty. He'll get people that always calling you, asking you Bible questions and stuff like that, and you just spending all your time with that person rather than really passing this thing on. Yeah. See, how do a shepherd multiply his flock? Do the shepherd have sheep? Do the shepherd have baby sheep? No, the sheep have sheep. Yeah, sheep beget sheep. You see? So the shepherd teach the sheep, and the sheep supposed to multiply some other sheeps out there. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. And give that sister there a hand. She ain't like that. She's a true Christian. She's a true Christian. She told us the other week that she's looking for her another job. If they have her to work on Sunday, she said she ain't working. That's a true child of God right there. Amen. Ain't that something? Amen. Bless our little heart. Amen. Now, let's get back to the text because I got to finish my lesson. I got to finish my lesson tonight. All right. We got to put this in overdrive, y'all. Come on. Let's go back over here to Matthew. I'm going to speed it up now. All right. Now, notice now he started talking about praying in verse number 7. He talks about praying in verse number 7. Through 7 through 11, ask and you shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks, receiving. He who seeks, find. And to him that knock, it shall be opened to him. Now, notice what he said. He didn't say, for the preachers that ask, it'll be given. He didn't say, the deacons that ask, it'll be given. He says, everyone that asks. So start asking. Our problem is we ain't asking. I just don't believe that we are really laboring before God. And notice, the reason I say ask, let me ask a question here, Bible way. If you ask God, come up to the altar and you ask God for something one time, do you suppose to ask two times? What about three times? Wait a minute, isn't that showing a lack of faith? Don't that show a lack of faith? Because if you had faith, you wouldn't have to ask no more, right? Huh? No. Jesus tells a story in Luke chapter 11 about a man that came to a man's house at midnight and said, hey, my friend done came in and I need some bread. And the man said, go away. He said, I'm already in bed. And in those days, they didn't have no central air. In those days, you got your heat from body heat. And everybody is warming up each other. Hello, somebody. And see, when anybody got out of the bed in those days, hello, somebody, that draft would hit you. Oh, yeah. And so the daddy say, hey, go away, man. You know, we already in bed. I ain't getting up in the stomach. I don't really done found me a good spot. What have you? He said, you know, I'll check you later. But the man kept knocking on the door. And the Bible said the man got up, went to the cupboard, gave him the bread, and he said, listen, I'm gonna give you this bread, but not because we friends. He said, but because you just keep banging on this door. Jesus said, that's how it ought to be with y'all. See, that man didn't leave because he knew that that man had some bread in there. In the same way, if you know God's got what you need, keep asking him. Yeah. Yeah, I told this before. Some of y'all weren't here, though. But my little boy, I'm not the only one that like honey buns. My little boy, Jonathan. Yeah. All the Wilberts family, you know, was raised on the honey bun. And so one day, Mary was in the kitchen getting the dinner and stuff ready, and John was there playing. And he came in there and said, Mama, can I have a honey bun? And Marion kind of tried to ignore him. She said, just a minute, John. And John went back to his room, and I don't know what John done. Looked like he just turned right around and came right back in there. Mama, can I have a honey bun? And she said, I told you, John, you know, just a minute. And John went there to the room. John came right back and said, Mama, can I have a honey bun? She said, John, I told you, just a minute. She said, what? Let me get you a honey bun. You just were a person to death. John got the honey bun just as cool. He said, Mama, I didn't mean to word you. I just wanted a honey bun. Oh, yeah. But that's how it is when you're supposed to pray. You know that God got it. That's childlike faith. Yeah. So that's what you do. That's what you do. That's what you do. I got to finish my lesson. I can't just keep taking 2 weeks on the same lesson. Look here, y'all, because I'm finna put it in overdrive. Jesus contrasts two ways to travel. Two ways. Verse number 13 through 14. He talks about the entering at the narrow gate, and he talks about entering at the wide gate. Now, the narrow gate is the way of self-denial. If you're going to go to heaven, Jesus said, that's the gate you got to go through. Listen, be very careful, because we are living in a day and age that they teach help yourself. And Jesus said, you won't be able to get in like that. You got too much. Yeah, trying to help yourself. As a matter of fact, back in Bible days, they used to have like walled cities at night, and you couldn't come into those cities because they had closed the gate, and they had the walls was real high, and you couldn't get in. But if you showed up late, they had this little bitty door. Had this little bitty door you could come in. But if you had a big camel with a lot of stuff, then your camel couldn't get in. The only way your camel could get in, you had to unload all that stuff, leave that outside, and the camel could crawl and go through this little bitty door. That's kind of how it is when you come to Christ. You got to be able to deny yourself of some stuff. Get rid of some stuff and get down on your knees and come on in. You got to come through this narrow. It's a narrow gate. It's a narrow gate. But the Bible says that other way is wide. That broad way is wide. But he said that leads you to destruction. When you just, and what's happening today in church is we are raising selfish churchgoers. Yeah. Anybody can get in it and everything, but it takes a person to deny yourself. But if you're going to ever be something in life, you got to deny yourself. To be a school teacher, you got to deny yourself. Yeah. To be anything in life, you're going to have to deny. There was a lot of times I wanted to go and be with my friends and stuff, but I had to hit the books. Deny yourself. Deny yourself. Let me, Lord have mercy. Amen. We got close. We got close. We got close to the end. All right. So you got to come back. You got to bring that same sheet. I'm going to give you another sheet. But you got to bring that same sheet because we still got some blanks, don't we? All right. Well, we'll fill them in next time. All right. So we'll see you next week. Same bat time. All right. You know it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that you have given to us today.
Sent down from the Lord.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.